Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitaki Green Chapel. Everybody knows me? I think some doesn't know me. I'm Hiroshi Horikawa. I'm senior pastor of this church, 53 years old. Praise God, such a crowd, huh? Amen. Last week, we had a 20th anniversary of this building. Yeah. This church itself was founded by my father a year before I was born, which means this church has 54 years history. But when I was 33, God gave this building. We had old wooden building before this house. And after we got this building, we started English service with Pastor Kevin and Sandra Williams. She's in New York. Only three of us, but not every week. Sometimes once a month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes two people, three people, two, three, one, and four. But we have how many today? Maybe 40? My prayer is still, you know, I've been praying, and I pray for this sanctuary is filled with people. Every single service, we have Japanese service, deaf member service, and this English service. And if this sanctuary filled with the people, every service, that is the time we start build a new building or start a new church. I don't know about God's plan, but thank you so much. God is working on this church, on this congregation. God is alive. God is alive, yes. God is true and faithful. God loves us. So forget reading Bible. Don't forget prayer. And don't abandon your faith, your believing. You know, probably sometimes God gives us hard time, such as like trial. You know, it's not an easy journey, but it's an exciting journey. You know, because Jesus promised that he is with us all the time, 24 hours, every single second. Jesus is with you. Even though you cannot see him, but he is watching you. He's watching and he's listening your voice, even a small word in your heart. He has big ears, but he does not have big mouth, though. If he has big mouth, it's too probably noisy. 24 hours, he wants to say something to you in your heart. No, 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 it's not, no, no, no. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. But Jesus does not have big mouth. Jesus is always watching you and listening. And sometimes he speaks to you through this book. So this is the message from God. This is the message from your best friend, Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's hard to understand, of course. That's why we are here. Our pastors, teachers are here. And you have many books. And now you can search through internet. If you have some verses you cannot understand, check out the internet. There are many commentaries, teachings, sermons. Do you know how to? Yeah. You know, sometimes I like this and sometimes I don't like this. You know, because I got many emails, SNS, you know, all the information. But I can have the Bible in my pocket all the time. Japanese, Greek, Hebrew, English verses, commentaries, right? You have Bible in your iPhones or other devices? Your smartphones has to be saved. All right? If your smartphone does not have the Bible, it's not saved. All right. Let's open your Bible, my Bible. Matthew chapter 21, not 22. On the bulletin, it says chapter 22. That was my mistake. I gave the wrong verses to Jim last week. Sorry for that. That this is not Jim's fault, my fault. No. Probably he thought, when he typed out the verses, is that the correct verses? yeah. That is, you know, always I do. You know, I make sermons from the different kinds of scriptures, and sometimes our audience thinks, well, pastor will teach from this passage? I've never heard of that. You know, that is our life. But this today's scripture is Matthew 20, chapter 21, verse 28, not 22. So please open your Bible or your iPhones, your cell phones, any kind. This is the parable of the two sons. This is the parable of the two sons. Short parables. It's very impressive. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he asked. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Amen. Simple, impressive parable of the two sons. It's very easy to understand. And I want to give you some small lessons from this. One, God is calling you, like the father did. This father called his own two sons. First, he called his older one and then the younger one. What he said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." I hear this sentence, this saying is to me from God. It's not the words from Father to the Son. I really think this is the word from God to me. My Father to me. Because God said, I am His son or daughter. What the Father said to Son, go and work. Go and work. This is God is a God is saying, God is telling or has been telling to the people from the Old Testament, New Testament, through the history. God said, go and work. God does not order think. He said, go and work. Walk or work. He always says, go and work. He does not say stop or think. Be hesitate. Or sometimes he said pray. But if you read through the Old Testament thoroughly, you will find the many texts God ordered the people. Go and work. Of course, Jesus said when he left this earth, what did Jesus say? All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. What did Jesus say? Go and make disciples. The same, right? Go and work. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Yes, this is the command of Jesus Christ. Jesus said what? Hide in your house. Stop and think. No. Go and work. Say it again. Go and work. Yeah. Go and make disciples. What the Father said, go and work today. Today. This is a very important word. Today. Father asked his son, go and work tomorrow. After day after tomorrow, next month, next year? No. He said today. Why? Why? The harvest is ready. If you go next month, grapes will dead. This is the day you have to go to vineyard. Paul said, when God say today, you have to answer. God has no yesterday. God has no tomorrow. God has only today. God is facing you today. And God is asking you, go and work tomorrow. Well, today is a Sunday. Go home and rest. Yes, I'll go tomorrow. No, 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 no. Nobody can tell I have tomorrow. Right? Some young guys, some old guys, same situation. Right? We have only today. This is the day. This is the day. Right? This is the day. Do you sing? This is tomorrow. This is the day after tomorrow. No, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day all we have. God says today, go and work today. Why? Because tomorrow we'll forget. Yeah. You read this Bible today, you'll forget tomorrow. Well, I heard the sermon from a Japanese pastor. I cannot remember the passage. Maybe Matthew chapter. Oh, no. Well, okay, next week. God says today. This is the always truth all over the Bible. God calls Moses, calls David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, today. God is calling you today. Work, go and work today. And then what? Go and work today in the vineyard. In the vineyard. Whose vineyard is this? Father's vineyard. Yes. Father's vineyard. He has big vineyard. He has own field. And ripen. It's ready to get. It's time to go. And Jesus said so, right? The harvest is ready, but no workers. We need more workers. He said, you and you and you go and work today in God's vineyard. You are called to go and work. Every single person in this room. Don't, if you say, then somebody says you cannot, you do not want to hear, maybe you do, like, I don't want to hear. sometimes my wife, something, no, I'm busy. This is simple and powerful message to you. Go and work today in the vineyard. And you say what? I will not? No, I will not. Okay. You can say I will not. But, like this first one, he answered, I will not, he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. This is very important. Changed his mind. We say repentance. Change on mind, repentance. This is very important teaching in the Bible. Yes, we make mistakes. We make a wrong decision. We forget something, we did something wrong, but God gives us time to change our heart, repentance. God has always asked us, repent. If you feel it's wrong, repent. Change your mind. Change your mind. 10 times a day, 100 times, 10,000 times a day, it's okay. This is God's will. This is God's will. We are not according to His will. Because we are the son of sins. You know, we are born with sins. Until we go into heaven, we are controlled by our flesh. Even the Paul said, Romans chapter 7, Paul said, "For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members." This is Apostle Paul said. How come we can follow our body, flesh, according to God, 24 hours, 365 hours a day? Even Paul struggled with his will and his body. We too. We are always struggling. We want to do something, but we can't. We do what we do not want. It's okay. But if we realize it's wrong, we have to change our mind. Repent. This is what God is waiting for. God does not make you repent. God does not threaten you. God does not force you to repent. God can do that though, right? If you cannot change your mind, you're going to be cancer tomorrow. Understand? God can do that, but he never do. Why? Because he's our father. Because he loves us. Right? He loves you. That's why he does not force you to change your mind. He waits. He's waiting. So even if you say, "I will not," if you change your mind and go to Vineyard, that's great. But the problem is the other part, the next one. The other son said, "I will, sir. I will, sir." So polite. Yeah, in Greek too. "Yes, I will, sir." Like bowed head, like Japanese. You know, like this Japanese, right? Wakarimashita. Looks 100% obedience, but he or she does not do. Well, how can we understand this guy? He looks okay. Hi. But doesn't agree. Right? A Japanese. "Oh, no, 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 no." Well, it's no or yes. That's Japanese. But the second one, the other son, is like this. "Yes, I will, sir. Go and work today in my vineyard. Raise your hands if you want to go." "Yes, I will, sir." And that's all. He did not go. He did not perform. He did not do what he decided. This is the most unacceptable behavior for God. Our God is the God of doer, God of worker, because God is working on you. 24 hours, right? Do you know this song? "God is make a way. God is make..." Do you like this song? I like this song. "God is make a way in front of you. 24 hours, not once a year, you know? God is making a way, but you do not go. God is making a way in front of you. Come, this is the way. You said, no, God, I want to go." Well, so then you have to go. God is working on you. That's why God wants us to do something. He wants to go and work. Don't say yes without doing. If you do not decide yet, you have to say no. No. But if you change your mind, that's great. That's great. Don't say yes to God without thinking, without making decision. I do not blame you, but I know you. I preach every Sunday over 30 years. And I see the audience face. And your face says, yes. Pastor, yes. And somebody's not. And sometimes I ask, if you decide, raise your hands. And almost said, yes. Yes to the Lord. When you get out the door, see ya. Forget everything. Until next Sunday. So this is the story, not somebody else, but we. Me and you, right? Right? We do this every Sunday, or every day sometimes. So we want to learn from this story, but not just learn, but we have to go and work. Let me read Matthew 28 again. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Therefore, go and make disciples all nations. This is his vineyard. All nations. All nations. Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Filipino, American, African, everybody. All nations. This is his vineyard. This is his vineyard. And this is what God wants us to do. Of course, we have to work, we have to make money, we have to take care of children, write emails, check the webs. We have to do a lot of things, but that is not the command of the Lord. That is not the command of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we forget this truth. What Jesus command? What is Jesus command? Every single his disciples, you. We, every single disciples got what Jesus commanded, ordered. Go and make disciples. This is what we have to do. This is why we are here. This is why living. Other than that, it's okay. But it's not our Father's command. Not Father's will. He went to the first and said, Son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. This week, you will meet this situation every time. When you feel I have to repent at the time. Change your mind. Jesus is with you. Jesus is helping you. Holy Spirit comes upon you to spread the word of God. Holy Spirit is not just like, just not just comfort you. Holy Spirit comes upon you to go and work. To go and work in his vineyard. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful afternoon. We get together, praise your name, we pray, share the testimonies, and we eat your food, your spiritual food. We hear your message, Lord. Lord, you ask us, go and work. Lord, we say yes, but we change our mind all the time. Lord, change our attitude. Lord, make us your true son and daughter. Make us obey your will. Not just say yes, but do, but go, but work, Lord. Thank you this time, and thank you, this wonderful God family, who will go and work this word, this city, and we pray together, we encourage together. But Lord, when we meet next week, we can bring our food, our fruit. We can bring the fruit of your vineyard, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.